Petersburg's Aquatic Center, completed in 2006, had a rough 2020. It shut down with a leak and problems in the heating and ventilation systems early that year. The pandemic meant other prolonged closures, and the building suffered an electrical fire in the breaker box and control panel for the boilers in October. The borough hired Anderson Electric of Juneau to help with some of the repairs following that fire, and borough manager Steve Giesbrecht told the assembly it makes sense to purchase new boilers from the same company.
So they've spent a good amount of time learning our system and how everything goes together, and participated in the full review of the whole facility and basically designed what we need to do, both to repair from the fire, but also future repairs to get it back up to speed. The cost to bring somebody else back in and have them go learn what amounts to almost a year's worth of knowledge makes it easier to go sole source.
It was a 6-0 assembly vote, with Assemblymember Tom Fine Walsh not at the meeting. That'll mean skipping the normal competitive bidding process and buying the boilers through Anderson Electric. One heats the water in the pool, another is used to heat air in the building. The cost of the new equipment could total $120,000, and the borough will have to pay for installation on top of that. The assembly anticipated the replacement in its budgeting last year, setting aside $450,000 from the borough's property development fund for the project. Also, some of the cost could be covered by insurance. Giesbrecht expects it could take 20 weeks or more to get these heaters to Petersburg because of supply shortages during the pandemic, but he noted the time frame has been pushed up.
We were expecting these boilers to last a little bit longer until we got all of the repairs from the fire done, and then we could take a look at all the rest of the stuff later. After this latest kind of process of where they've gone down several times in the last month or two, the electrical engineer said, we're done. I mean, they are at the end of their useful life, and you better start the process of getting new ones in place quick.
The borough still has to do permanent repairs to the electrical system. Some facility closures are expected once that work is underway. In other votes, it was also unanimous to approve new guidance for volunteer fundraising efforts for projects on borough property. Among the requirements, a project will need written approval by the manager along with any department heads involved. Work could not start until all funding's secured, and all costs of any work are the responsibility of a volunteer group unless the borough agrees otherwise. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci thought it was a good idea to clarify requirements in the future.
I think that it's great if we have a project, and my intent was never to discourage that. I think this is something that we need, and I think I want to thank everybody who worked on it.
The two most recent examples of this kind of a project are a covered deck at Mountain View Manor and the new playground at Sandy Beach Park, both completed this year and both largely paid for with local donations. In October, the assembly agreed to kick in some COVID economic rescue funding for the deck. Another unanimous vote was to approve a change order for repair of the fire-damaged motor pool building. Local company Rainforest Contracting is finishing up that project this fall. Price tag now around $1.2 million, with most of that covered by insurance. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.